I welcome you all to this Seder service, the traditional service of Passover, which ushers in this festival, this beautiful festival of freedom and spring, which has been observed by our people for nearly 3,500 years. Before me are the symbols of the Passover, which are used at the Seder service. First of all are the matzahs, which you also have before your seats, which remind us of the bread of affliction which our forefathers ate when they left Egypt. Here too we have the shank bone, reminiscent of the paschal lamb which was offered at the season of Passover. We have here the horseradish, or the bitter herbs, reminding us of the bitterness of the lot of our people in the land of Egypt. We have here the charoses, this paste of almond and apples, which resembles the brick and mortar which our forefathers were compelled to make in the land of Egypt. We have here also the roasted egg, which is commemorative of the Passover sacrifice in the temple in Jerusalem. At our table too is this cup of Elijah, set aside as a symbol of, dedicated to the spirit of Elijah, who in our tradition was to be the forerunner of the messianic days of universal brotherhood and goodwill. We begin our Seder service with the kindling of our festival lights. And I'm going to request Mrs. Alfred Benish to come up here and kindle the lights for us.
Baruch atu Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kidishonen v'mitzvoso l'tzivunu lahadlik ner shel yontif. Baruch atu Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehekiyunu v'hekimunu v'hekiyunu lazman hazeh. Praised art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by thy commandments and has commanded us to kindle the festive lights. Praised art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive and sustained us and brought us to this season. May our home be consecrated, O God, by the light of thy countenance, shining upon us in blessing and bringing us peace. Amen.
Amen. The kindling of our festival lights is followed by the Kiddush, which is the sanctification over a cup of wine. You will find that Kiddush on page 4 of your Haggadahs. May I request you to fill your Kiddush cup of wine. With song and praise, and with the symbols of our feast, let us renew the memories of our past. Praised art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples, and exalted and sanctified us with thy commandments. In love hast thou given us, O Lord our God, solemn days of joy and festive seasons of gladness, even this day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, a holy convocation unto us, a memorial of the departure from Egypt. Thou hast chosen us for thy service and hast made us sharers in the blessings of thy holy festivals. Praised art thou, O Lord, who sanctifiest Israel and the festive seasons.
Eloheinu melech olam, borei peri hagofen.
Amen.
Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu melech olam, asher bochabonu mikolom, verumumonu mikol loshon, Vekirishonu bemitzvoso, matitein lonu, Adonai Eloheinu, me'avom moadim lesimcho, agim muzmanim lososon, es yom chag hamatzos hazeh, Semana Cherusenu Mikrokodesh Zecher Litzias Mitzroim Kivonu Vokarto Veosonu Kidasto Mikol Homim Umoadei Kodsheho Mesimcho besoson inkaltonu. Baruch Adonai mekadesh Yisroel mehazemanim.
We all recite together the blessing over wine. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Hagofen.
This time, we all take some parsley, which you will find before you, and dipping it in the salt water, we thank God for the products of the soil. Let us together recite the blessing. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Ha'Adama. Thank you. before us on our Seder table are three matzos. We now take the middle of the three matzos and break it in half. One half of it is put aside as the afikoman to be eaten at the close of the service, the close of the meal. This will be hidden, and sometimes during the meal, the young children here will be asked to go and hunt for it, because we can't finish the service unless we find the lost afikoman. And whoever finds it, of course, will receive a most generous prize. This matzah, this is the bread of affliction which our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. Let all who are hungry come and eat. Let all who are in want come and celebrate the Passover with us. May it be God's will to redeem us from all trouble and from all servitude. Next year at this season, may the whole house of Israel be free. And since the main purpose of the Seder service is to impress our children with the story of the Exodus, the story of the Passover, at this time, two of our guests who are participating in the service will ask the four questions. In Hebrew, Stephen Unger. In translation, Martha Stein. Will Stephen and Martha please come forward and ask the questions?
Manish Tana Halila Hazeh Mikol Halelos Shepo Halelos Anu Okli Hametsu Matza Halila Hazeh Kulo Matza Shepo Halelos Anu Okli Shaor Yirakos Halila Hazeh Moror Shepo Halelos Ein Anu Mat Bilin, Afil u Pa'am, Ahas, Halila Hazeh, Shtei Pa'amin. Shepo Halelos, Anu Oklim, Bain Yoshvin, Uvain Musabin, Halila Hazeh, Kulanu Musabin.
This is the result, the virtue of having a fine father and a rabbi as a grandfather. All right, dear.
Why is this night different from all other nights? On all other nights, we eat either leavened or unleavened bread. Why, on this night, do we eat only unleavened bread? On all other nights, we eat all kinds of herbs. Why, on this night, do we eat especially bitter herbs? On all other nights, we do not dip any herbs in any condiments. Why, on this night, do we dip them in salt water and roses? On all other nights, we eat without special festivities. Why, on this night, do we hold this Seder service?
Beautiful, dear. Beautiful. Rabbi Daniel Silver will now give the answers.
We celebrate tonight because we were Pharaoh's bondsmen in Egypt, and the Lord our God delivered us with a mighty hand. Had not the Holy One, blessed be He, redeemed our fathers from Egypt, we, our children, and our children's children would have remained slaves. Therefore, even if all of us were wise and well-versed in the Torah, it would still be our duty from year to tell the story of the deliverance from Egypt. Indeed, to dwell at length on it is accounted praiseworthy. By a fitting answer to the questions of each of the four types of the sons of Israel, does the Torah explain the meaning of this night's celebration? The wise son, eager to learn, asks earnestly, "What means the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which the Lord our God hath commanded us?" To him thou shalt say, "This service is held in order to worship the Lord our God, that it may be well with us all the days of our life." The wicked son inquires in a mocking spirit, "What mean ye by this service?" As he says "ye" and not "we," he excludes himself from the household of Israel. Therefore thou shouldst turn on him and say, "It is because of that which the Lord did for me when I came forth out of Egypt, for me and not for him. For had he been there, he would not have been found worthy of being redeemed." The simple son indifferently asks, "What is this?" To him thou shalt say, "By strength of hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." And for the son who is unable to inquire, thou shalt explain the whole story of the Passover, as it is said. And thou shalt tell thy son in that day, saying, "It is because of that which the Lord did for me when I came forth out of Egypt." It is well for all of us, whether young or old, to consider how God's help has been our unfailing stay and support through ages of trial and persecution. Ever since he called our father Abraham from the bondage of idolatry to his service of truth, he has been our guardian. For not in one country alone, nor in one age, have violent men risen up against us, but in every generation and in every land, tyrants have sought to destroy us. And the Holy One, blessed be he, has delivered us from their hands.
Milton Mass will continue with the reading of the Haggadah.
The Torah tells us that when Jacob our father was a homeless wanderer, he went down into Egypt and sojourned there few in number. All the souls of his household were 70. And Joseph was already in Egypt. He was the governor over the land. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Israel dwelt in the land of Goshen, and they got them possessions therein, and were fruitful, and multiplied exceedingly. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, who knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when there befalleth us any war, they also join themselves unto our enemies and fight against us and get them up out of the land. Therefore they set over them taskmasters to afflict them with burdens. And they built for Pharaoh store cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more the Egyptians afflicted them, the more the Israelites multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And the Egyptians dealt ill with us, and afflicted us, and laid upon us cruel bondage. And we cried unto the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice, and saw our affliction and our toil and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terror and with signs and with wonders. He sent before us Moses and Aaron and Miriam, and he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with singing, and he guided them in the wilderness as a shepherd his flock. Therefore he commanded us to observe the Passover in its season from year to year, that his law shall be in our mouths, and that we shall declare his might unto our children, his salvation to all generations.
Let us all read in unison, Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the mighty? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? The Lord shall reign forever and ever. And now may we have the president of our temple, Mr. Luntz, lead us in the Haggadah.
Everybody? The company repeats the refrain, Dayenu, which is equivalent to, it would have satisfied us. How manifold are the favors which God has conferred upon us. Had he brought us out of Egypt and not divided the sea for us, Dayenu. Had he divided the sea and not permitted us to cross on dry land, Dayenu. Had he permitted us to cross the sea on dry land and not sustained us for 40 years in the desert, Dayenu. Had he sustained us for 40 years in the desert, and not fed us with manna? Amen. Had he fed us with manna and not ordained the Sabbath? Amen. Had he ordained the Sabbath, not brought us to Mount Sinai?
Amen.
Had he brought us to Mount Sinai and not given us the Torah? Amen. Had he given us the Torah and not led us into the land of Israel? Had he led us into the land of Israel and not built for us the temple?
Amen.
Had he built for us the temple and not sent us prophets of truth?
Amen.
Had he sent us prophets of truth and not made us a holy people?
Amen. Let us read together. How much more then are we to be grateful unto the Lord for the manifold favors which he has bestowed upon us? He brought us out of Egypt, divided the Red Sea for us, permitted us to cross on dry land, sustained us for 40 years in the desert, fed us with manna, ordained the Sabbath, brought us to Mount Sinai, gave us the Torah, led us into the land of Israel, built for us the temple, sent unto us prophets of truth, and made us a holy people to perfect the world under the kingdom of the Almighty in truth and in righteousness. Should enemies again assail us, the remembrance of the exodus of our fathers from Egypt will never fail to inspire us with new courage, and the symbols of this festival will help to strengthen our faith in God who redeems the oppressed. Therefore, Rabban Gamaliel, a noted sage, declared, whoever does not well consider the meaning of these symbols, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, has not truly celebrated this festival. And now young Katie Lebo will ask the question about Pesach.
What is the meaning of Pesach?
Well, Pesach means the Paschal Lamb and is symbolized by this shank bone. It was eaten by our fathers while the temple was in existence as a memorial of God's favors. As it is said, it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for that he passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. As God in the ancient watch night passed over and spared the houses of Israel, so did he save us in all kinds of distress, and so may he always shield the afflicted and forever remove every trace of bondage from among the children of man. And now will young Bruce Horowitz ask us about the matzah.
What is the meaning of matzah?
Matzah, called the bread of affliction, was the hasty provision that our fathers made for their journey, as it is said, and they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought out of Egypt. There was not sufficient time to leaven it, for they were driven out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any provisions. The bread, which of necessity they baked unleavened, thus became a symbol of divine help. And now young Sally Friedman will ask us about Maror.
And what is the meaning of Maror?
Well, Maror means bitter herb. We eat it in order to recall that the lives of our ancestors were embittered by the Egyptians, as we read, and they made their lives bitter with hard labor in mortar and bricks and in all manner of field labor. Whatever task was imposed upon them was executed with the utmost rigor. As we eat it, in the midst of the festivities of this night, we rejoice in the heroic spirit which trials developed in our people. Instead of being embittered by them, they were sustained and strengthened. And now may we request Mr. Alfred Benesch to lead us in the reading of the Haggadah.
In every generation, each Jew should regard himself as though he too were brought out of Egypt. Not our fathers alone, but us also did the Holy One redeem. For not alone in Egypt, but in many other lands have we groaned under the burden of affliction and suffered as victims of malice, ignorance, and fanaticism. This very night, which we, a happy generation, celebrate so calmly and safely and joyfully in our habitations, was often turned into a night of anxiety and of suffering for our people in former times. Cruel mobs were ready to rush upon them and to destroy their homes and the fruit of their labors. But undauntedly, they clung to their faith in the ultimate triumph of right and of freedom. Champions of God, they marched from one Egypt unto another, driven in haste, their property a prey to the rapacious foe, with their bundles on their shoulders and God in their hearts. Because God, the guardian of angels, the guardian of Israel, who sleepeth not nor slumbereth, revealed himself on that watch night in Egypt and in all dark periods of our past as the redeemer of the enslaved, we keep this as a watch night for all the children of Israel dedicated to God, our redeemer. While enjoying the liberty of this land, let us strive to make secure also our spiritual freedom, that as the delivered, we may become the deliverer, carrying out Israel's historic task of being the messenger of religion unto all mankind.
Let us read in unison, so it is our duty,
to thank, praise, and glorify God, who brought us and our forefathers from slavery unto freedom, from sorrow unto joy, from mourning unto festive gladness, from darkness unto light. Let us therefore proclaim now we will ask Mr. Ed Friedman to lead us in the reading of the Haggadah.
Hallelujah. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever.
From the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof, the Lord's name is to be praised.
The Lord is high above all nations.
Who is like unto the Lord our God, that is enthroned on high?
That looketh down low on heaven and upon earth.
Who raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the needy out of the dunghill?
That he may sit in the presence of people.
Who maketh the barren woman to dwell in her house, and a joyful mother of children? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now will Mr. Lawrence Levenberg please continue with the reading of the Haggadah.
When Israel came forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language.
Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion.
The sea saw it and fled, the Jordan turned backward.
The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like young sheep.
What aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou fleest, thou Jordan, that thou turnest backward?
Ye mountains that ye skip like rams, ye hills like young sheep.
Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob.
Who turned the rock into a pool of water, and the flint into a fountain of water.
B'tzeis Yisroel mi-Mitzrayim, des Yahav me'am lo'es, o'yos o'yahu dol korsho, Israel mam shlosov ayom ro ayom nos koyarden eolim rof dukelim kvos kivnetson malakoyo Sonus ayardentis oblocho ehorim tikrukelim kvos kivletson milifneron chulioretz
Schweid, will you lead on with the reading of the Haggadah?
Praised art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hast redeemed us and our ancestors from Egypt, and hast enabled us to observe the night of the Passover, the feast of unleavened bread. O Lord our God, God of our fathers, may we, with thy help, live to celebrate other feasts and holy seasons. May we rejoice in thy salvation and be gladdened by thy righteousness. Grant deliverance to mankind through Israel. Thy people, Israel, thy people. May thy will be done through Jacob, thy chosen servant, so that thy name shall be sanctified in the midst of all the earth, and that all peoples be moved to worship thee with one accord. And we shall sing new songs of praise unto thee for our redemption and for the deliverance of our souls. Praised art thou, O God, Redeemer of Israel.
Mr. Raphael Silver, continue with the reading of the Haggadah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher galanu v'gal et avoseinu mimitzrayim, v'higianu halayla hazeh le'echol bo matzah umaror. Kein Adonai Eloheinu v'elohei avoseinu, yagienu l'moadim v'lirgalim acherim habayim l'kratenu l'shalom. Smechim b'shuatecha, v'sasim b'tzidkatecha. V'nizkeh lirot v'higalot zeroacha al Yisrael amecha. V'cheftzecha yitzlach b'yad Yaakov avdecha b'chirecha. Yizkadash shimcha b'toch kol haaretz. V'yavducha amim shechem echad. V'nodelecha shir chadash al gulatenu v'al pedut nafshenu. Baruch atah Adonai ga'al Yisrael.
And now let us fill our second cup of wine. Let us together recite the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. At our Seder service, we partake of 4 glasses of wine in honor of the 4 times that the word to redeem, to set free, is mentioned in the Bible in connection with the story of the Exodus. And now we each take a piece of the matzah, and together we recite the blessing over the matzah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam amotzi lechem min haoretz. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishonu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu al achilas matzah. And now will you take 2 pieces of matzah and make a sandwich out of the charoset which is before you and some bitter herbs. This was the practice of Hillel at the time the temple was still in existence. He combined the unleavened bread and the bitter herbs and ate them together to carry out the injunction concerning the Passover sacrifice: with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, thou shalt eat it. Let us together recite the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishonu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu al achilas maror. And if you've all eaten the bitter herbs and the charoses, you can put your agadas away for the moment, and we'll proceed with the Passover dinner. We just had a flash from the FBI that the Afikoman has disappeared. And that there is a reward for him or her who finds the Afikoman. Now, when all the little children are interested in getting the reward, begin to hunt for the Afikoman. It's either in this room or in the lobby. It's not up here, so. All right, you may go now. Well, if the FBI can find things as quickly as we can here,
we'd have some government. Eileen Dworkin discovered the Afikoman. Eileen, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
The day is saved. You may proceed with the dessert now. One of the pleasant moments at our annual Seder is that at the conclusion of our meal, members of our choir, on the direction of our beloved organist, Mr. Willard, sing a group of songs. They volunteered again to do it this evening. I must make, however, one request, that you try to be as quiet as you possibly can so as to get the full benefit of the lovely music. The dinner program of music will consist of two traditional melodies, Eliyahu HaNavi and Dayenu, three Israeli songs, Next Year in Jerusalem, Lashana Haba, which will be sung by Mr. Hakala of the choir, Sion Tamati, which Miss Wishmeyer will sing, and Yerushalayim, which will be sung by Mrs. Strasser.
Lashana haba, 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 Thank you.
We will now conclude our service with the saying grace after the meal, which you will find on page 56 of the Haggadah. Let us say grace.
Let us bless him of whose bounty we have partaken, and through whose goodness we live.
Praised art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who sustainest the world with goodness, with grace, and with infinite mercy. Thou givest food unto every creature, for thy mercy endureth forever.
Through thy great goodness, food has not failed us. May it never fail us at any time, for the sake of thy great name.
Thou sustainest and dealest graciously with all thy creatures.
Praise God, O Lord, and give us food unto all.
Let us read together. O God, our Father, sustain and protect us, and grant us strength to bear our burdens. Let us not, O God,
become dependent upon men, but let us rather depend upon thy hand, which is ever open and gracious, so that we may never be put to shame.
To Gilbert Stein, will you read on in the Haggadah?
Our God and God of our fathers, be thou ever mindful of us, as thou hast been of our fathers, so that we may find enlargement, grace, mercy, life, and peace on this feast of unleavened bread.
Amen.
Remember us this day in kindness.
Amen.
Visit us this day with blessing.
Amen. Amen.
With thy saving and gracious word, have mercy upon us and save us. For unto thee, compassionate and merciful one, our eyes are ever turned, for thou art a gracious and merciful King. The all-merciful, may he reign over us forever.
Amen.
The all-merciful, may he sustain us in honor.
Amen.
The all-merciful, may he bless this household.
Amen. Mr. Robert Luntz, will you read on? The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endures forever.
Thou openest thy hand,
and satisfies every living thing with favor.
The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And will you please fill your third cup of wine? And let us together recite the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, orei pri hagafen. At this part of the service, the door in our home are opened symbolically to admit Elijah, the prophet of peace and of brotherhood, the forerunner of the Messiah. Because the Passover of the holiday of Passover is a holiday of freedom and looks forward to the freedom of the whole of mankind. And so will someone open the door. Praise the Lord, all ye nations.
God him, all ye peoples.
For his mercy is great towards us.
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Hallelujah.
You may now close the door. I want to draw your attention to this beautiful cup of Elijah
which has been at our table, and our Seder table. This is part of our museum. It's an exquisite cup of Elijah, probably 200 or 300 years old, one of the rare cups. We're very proud of it. And now, will Mr. Edwin Strauss lead on with the reading?
For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever.
So let them now that fear the Lord say.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Now, we all must join in the singing from here on. Up to now, the choir has done most of our singing. From here on, we do the singing ourselves. All right.
Into them, I will give thanks unto the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter into it.
I I will give thanks unto thee, for thou hast answered me, and art become my salvation.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
We beseech thee, O Lord, save now. We beseech thee, O Lord, make us now to prosper.
We bless you out of the house of the Lord.
Thou art my God, and I will give thanks unto thee.
Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endureth forever. Haggadah. Together, may God bless the whole house of Israel with freedom and keep us safe
from danger everywhere.
Amen. May God cause the light of his countenance to shine upon all men and dispel the darkness of ignorance and prejudice. May he be gracious unto us. Amen. May God lift up his countenance upon our country and render it a true home of liberty and a bulwark of justice. And may he grant peace
to us and to all mankind. Amen.
And now let us fill our fourth and last cup. Let us recite together the blessing. Baruch Ator Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Dorei Pri Hagof. Now the next two songs are well known to all of you. Let sing them with gusto and spirit. God of Might, page 80.
God of Might, God of Right, be with me, Lord. Yeah.
Adiru. We have a madrigal of numbers. Now I ask the question and then you give the answer. Now the whole company responds, each reading as fast as possible, but not skipping any words, in the effort to finish the answer first. Now are you all ready?
Yes.
Who knows one? Who knows two? Who knows three? Who knows four? Who knows five? Pretty good. Who knows six? Who knows seven? Yeah, we are warming up. Who knows eight? Who knows nine? Well, it's getting longer and longer, so take a deep breath now. Who knows ten? The sugar. Who knows 11? Now this is for the little children, alone. Who knows 12? Who knows it by heart? Well, I'll ask the question. Who knows 13 by heart? Now, certainly we want to sing the Chat Gadya. An only kid. Now here, the pace is a little different.
as in the preceding number, so in this one, grown people become children. The company reads in unison, not racing, as in Who Knows One, but with a regular rhythm, as to the beat of music, or sings it to one of the following musical settings. We'll first read it, and then we'll sing it. Are you all ready? All right.
An only kid, my father bought for two zuzim. An only kid.
Then came the cat. Then came the dog, bit the cat.
Then came the stick and beat the dog that bit
the cat.
Very good. Then came the fire that
burned the stick that beat the dog that bit the cat that ate the kid my father bought for two zuzim.
Then came the water that quenched
the fire that burned the stick that beat the dog that bit the cat that ate the kid my father bought for two zuzim.
Then came the ox and drank the water. Next one is for the women only. Music. Now the men only. Then came
the angel of death
and slew
the butcher that
killed
the ox
that drank
the water that quenched the fire that burned the stick that beat the dog that bit the cat that ate the kid my father bought
for two zuzim, an only kid,
an only kid.
Very dramatic. Now all together. Then came the Holy One.
Blessed be he. And destroyed the angel of death, that slew the butcher, that killed the ox, that drank the water, that quenched the fire, that burned the stick, that beat the dog, that bit the cat, that ate the kid, my father bought for two zuzim, an only kid, an only kid.
Now let's see how nice you can sing it, Chat Gadya, page 102. And it came to pass at midnight, we will all join in the third line. We will be led in the recitation of the closing part of our Haggadah by Dr. Barben.
And it came to pass
Solomon's greatness that he brought, of the one that he had brought.
At the solemn hour of midnight.
All the earth was circled with light. God said, let there be light.
Thus the day was formed from midnight.
So was final man redeemed when the light streamed
through the through the darkness of the midnight.
The patriarch God revealed of his faith, no longer concealed.
By the darkness of the midnight.
Brian Weinberger, will you read on?
And the people God had freed pledged themselves to his law to keep.
And it came to pass at midnight,
when they wandered from the path of the Lord, his righteous wrath
hurled them into darkest midnight.
But the prophet's burning word by repentant sinners heard,
called them back from darkest midnight. Zoltan Klein, will you read on? Oh, is not here? Mr. Kennard Goodman, will you read on, please?
Soon the night of exile falls within the ghetto walls.
Israel groans in dreary midnight.
Anxiously with God guilty, who still trusts his help in need.
In the darkest hour of midnight. Soon it will pass, the long-drawn midnight.
Tenderly I cherish you for service great and true.
When it is past, the long-drawn midnight.
O thou guardian of the light, lead us onward through the light.
From the darkness of the midnight.
Father, let the day appear when all men thy name revere.
And thy light dispels the midnight. In the darkness of the midnight.
But thy love all hearts shall sway, and thy light drive through
and to midday change the night.
Let us all rise for the singing of the Enki Eloheinu, and then our national anthem.
Hello.
Ere we conclude our service, dear friends, may I make the following few announcements. First, our Passover services will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the temple. Rabbi Milton Matz will deliver the sermon. Rabbi Daniel Silver and I will conduct the services. The museum will be open immediately after our Seder service. You might wish to linger a while there and perhaps see the model Seder table that is there. The floral pieces on the table this evening are the work of our dear friend, Mrs. David Simon. And now may I invoke God's blessings upon us for the coming year. May it be a year of well-being and happiness and freedom and peace for us, for our beloved country, and for mankind. Amen and good Yontif.